All right, the Portland City Council will come back from recess. It is still Wednesday, Thursday, June 21st, 2012. Sue, would you please call the roll?
Fish. Here. Saltzman. Leonard.
Here.
Fritz. Here. Adams.
You said
here.
The mayor said these were very sensitive, so I whispered it.
Oh.
So as not to offend anybody.
That's good. All right. Can you please read the title for item emergency ordinance item number 745?
Authorize a contract and provide payment for the purchase of a 24-lane shooting range as a part of the new police training center for the Portland Police Bureau.
Do you want to go ahead and come on up? So this is, we're wasting no time to begin the retrofit of former freight-related facility. We're wasting no time to convert it to a training facility. And this is an important step with in terms of allowing for being able to qualify police officers and others in the safe use of firearms.
Good afternoon, Mayor and council members.
Can you get that mic closer to you?
Okay.
Thanks.
I'm Barb Gibson, Procurement Manager for Procurement Services. Today you have before you an ordinance recommending a contract award to Action Target Incorporated for a 24-lane shooting range as part of the new police training center for the Portland Police Bureau. The shooting range is a large part of the police training center due to its size and also the environmental requirements. The building's tenant improvements must by necessity be designed around the range. In order to move forward with the design of the tenant improvements, the city must first identify the manufacturer of the shooting range and contract for the shooting range design, installation, and implementation of the instrumentation services. On May 10th, 2012, a public notice was posted on the Procurement CBID website with a written determination that the 24-lane shooting range was available only from Action Target Incorporated for a cost of $2,086,000. At this time, I can tell you that no comments or protests have been received. At this time, I'll turn it back to council for any questions you might have about the sole source process. And Rich Attridge is here from facilities to help answer any other questions you might have about the project as a whole.
So one thing that I found interesting is that I hadn't thought of before we started digging into what it means to put together a training facility is that for a shooting practice range, there are a lot of environmental issues. There's noise issues, so you have to have it contained. And then there are environmental issues for having a enclosed shooting range. And so why the complexity of this is what it is. That's why the providers in the United States of these kinds of facilities is very limited. And the Police Bureau looked at, and you working with the Police Bureau looked at a number of options. And we've gone with the option, the provider who will also help us maintain it, that have other facilities that they currently maintain in the region, right? Seattle and Eugene?
I believe Salem.
Salem, is that right?
Yes.
All right, any questions from council? All right, does anyone wish to testify in this matter? All right, Sue, would you please call the vote on emergency ordinance item number 745?
Fish.
Thanks for your presentation. Aye.
Leonard.
Thank you, aye.
Fritz?
I appreciate the thorough briefing I got in my office, both from you and from the police chief and director, Kai Kendall. It's, as the mayor said, fascinating to think of the issues of lead and in the bullets, as well as noise and safety for officers as well as for the community. And certainly we need a high-class training facility. This is a good first step, and I appreciate you bringing it. It is in the budget and at this expected level of funding, so it's a good next step. Thank you. Aye.
Adams.
Thanks for your great work. Appreciate it. Thank you. Aye. So approved. We're in recess for 25 minutes. We have these times certain, so we can't start early. So, yeah.
I'm expecting that one to be highly controversial.